We'll do it, Paul.
All right, J-Mart, let's do this. Second overall, 1-2 on the day. You're going to have the red plate next weekend, so that's something.
Fuck, there's Phil right there, dude. I just gave him the bird for everyone.
He didn't even finish. He didn't get points in second moto.
Really? I'm not surprised.
What about your day?
It was all right, man. Yeah. You know, I was pumped up for both practice sessions, pumped up hard in the first moto, and I was like, somehow got it done.
Yeah.
And I was able to hold Jed at bay. So we made some big changes and was definitely more comfortable in Moto 2. And I just didn't get Jay Coop fast enough. He was going really fast, you know. And Jet was kind of back there hunting us. And he just pounced, man. He was a little bit more gamey than, or a little bit more of a gamer to me than me today.
Right.
Made the moves happen. And then, we just kind of sat right there, didn't we?
So you saw Jet in third and you're like, hey, I got to get Coop. Like that was your plan? Like,
yeah, I knew that. And obviously, Jay Coop was going good, but I couldn't get him, you know. And then Jet made the move on me. I took a really stupid line after the mechanics area,
okay,
trying to rip the outside because the inside was so jank. It was just a lot of kinks in it, and it blew off the track. And then he was like a shark, got me.
Well, I was gonna say I saw you use some outsides around Coop that worked really well. Like you were switching to the outsides and keeping your momentum up. So you were finding some lines in the second moto that were better.
Yeah, I tried, so.
How's the body? How's the injuries and everything? How are we doing?
It's okay.
That's the talk in the pits, right?
Yeah. Ah, man, it's okay. I mean, dude, the shoulder was out for a long time.
Yep.
And it's been a pain in the butt to get it to rehab.
Yep.
You know, like I didn't realize how tough they were. You know, you know what I'm saying? Have you ever done a shoulder?
No, I've never done one. No.
I mean, dude, it was crazy. So just the riding and stuff. And, yeah, I'm not going to make any excuses.
But it does, it affects your practice schedule, the training stuff? Or is it kind of like?
It did. And I had to do a lot of things in the gym to kind of strengthen my upper body and build the muscles around it. Because, obviously, I did need surgery.
Yep.
And I chose to, I don't got a job for next year.
Right.
So I love what I do, and whether it's 250 or 450, I haven't gotten any 450 gigs. So it's like I'll probably get if I race 250, and I can it stays in and try to get another ride or something.
I know how you guys work. You're not happy because you got second, but I still thought it was a good day for you. So nice work.
Yeah, it was good. Honestly, I was pretty. I mean, obviously, I would have loved to have gone 1-1, but dude, I was pretty nervous. I didn't really know where I was gonna be just because I haven't raced, and then the injury.
Cool. Thanks for doing this. See you next week.
Yep.